We all love something, right? Maybe you love movies, or classic cars, or Star Wars figurines, or cereal, or running. Me, I love tequila. And one of the most amazing aspects of this era on our planet is that it's possible to parlay your passion into a profession. Through social media, other digital content, and community building, people like me can turn their hobby into an entrepreneurial success story. Like Rob Gerard, who goes by the Tequila Collective online.
But I think the funniest, but maybe the most really like genuine, just feel good kind of interaction was I met this couple at a store here in LA, and I was just literally just standing there looking at the selection. The guy walked in with his girlfriend, wife, whoever she was, and he was like, "Oh my God, you're the guy." And I was like, "Hey, what's going on, man?" And he's like, "The reason I'm at this store is because of you. All of my collection I'd found because of you, all of these things." I was like, "That's so awesome. What are you here to get?" We had a whole conversation. I think I recommended like a bottle of Cascalín Tejon Blanco or something for him to get. And he was like, "Oh my God, this is amazing. Thank you so much." He buys the bottle. He walks out. Him and his girlfriend leave. Like 5 minutes later, I'm still standing there. I'm talking to the owner. He walks back in with a pen and he goes, "Can you sign my bottle?"
I'm Jay Bear. Tequila Jay Bear online, and I've had some in-store experiences like that too. I've spent 25 years falling in love with tequila, and 2 years ago I made my very first video about it on Instagram and TikTok. Now I've got 250,000 fans, sponsors, merchandise, and more. I certainly did not go to school to become a booze influencer, and neither did anybody else, yet there are hundreds of people who make at least part of their living teaching others about whiskey, rum, vodka, gin, scotch, tequila, wine, beer, seltzers, and beyond. These are The Spirit Guides, and my new show, available as a podcast or on YouTube, tells their stories. How did regular people turn their interest in booze into a business? And why? And what's next? Sometimes you start out talking about booze and you end up painting on a much larger canvas. That's the story of Lauren Powell, the Seltzpert. She started off shooting videos about White Claw, grew a fan base of 3 million people, and now has become one of the most popular creators of content for moms on the planet. Which is, of course, a whole other set of responsibilities.
Especially now that I'm turning the content, turning my corner into being a mom, trying to figure out where I stand in my content, being more vulnerable and opening up about being pregnant, pregnancy journey, and becoming a mom, and the first 5 months doing all the hardships that are associated with it. All of the like private messages I get from other women sharing their related experiences, or just like, I cry. I get so many messages that just are so touching because I used to think I was really unique and really original. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but what I'm realizing is like, there are no original thoughts because there's definitely someone out there who is having the same thought as you right now. And that goes same with like an experience where you feel like you're the only one you know who's going through this, opening up about those things online. And then having all these women come tell me their stories has been very rewarding to just feel like, okay, I guess I am helping somebody. You know, drinking videos are fun and I love helping people. I love when people are like, "Oh, I take your videos to the grocery store because I just can't sort through." I'm sure it's the same thing with you. Like people just are inundated with products. And so I obviously like that's very meaningful to be able to help people make purchases, but it's really meaningful, you know, finding this kind of like female mom parent community.
That journey, Lauren's journey, is what the Spirit Guides show is all about. And I hope you love it. The show is sponsored by lovescotch.com, where you can buy spirits online and have them shipped right to your door. But it's not always free samples and Instagram likes when you're a spirit guide. It takes a lot of time to create daily content and even more effort if you also have a podcast like Doug Price, who runs the Agave Social Club.
That time is the thing that I'm struggling to find, but I don't do it well. And unfortunately, my my family life, they sometimes, you know, they're the ones that miss out on just me being around just because it's like, hey, I gotta get this podcast edited. I've got to get these videos done. I've got to go do this tasting event. So it's a lot of juggling. It's, you know, people at my day job have started to find out like what I do on the side. And it's always weird when like somebody starts to follow me on social media that I'm like, I think I work with that person. I don't know if I like these worlds, coming together. But it, you know, this is a passion, but it legitimately takes up.
That's some real talk right there. If you're into business, this show is for you. If you're a marketer, this show is for you. If you're in the spirits industry or bar business, this show is for you. And if you're just a fan of one or more spirits or spirit guides, this is also a show I'm making for you. It's The Spirit Guides, true behind-the-scenes looks into how ordinary people become extraordinary influencers and entrepreneurs in the world of spirits, from whiskey wizards to rum rebels, bourbon buffs to tequila teachers. Follow the show on Apple, Spotify, thespiritguides.info, or thespiritguides.video for the YouTube version. The launch is on May 10 with 3 great episodes. Please review those episodes and tell your friends about The Spirit Guides. Big thanks to lovescotch.com. Fans of the show are known as the Sippers, and I hope you'll become one. Cheers.